Langdon had read descriptions of life in Venice during the plague outbreaks. With little or no dry land in which to bury the dead, bloated bodies floated in the canals, with some areas so densely packed with corpses that workers had to labor like log rollers and prod the bodies out to sea. It seemed no amount of praying could diminish the plague's wrath. By the time city officials realized it was the rats that were causing the disease, it was too late. But Venice still enforced a decree by which all incoming vessels had to anchor offshore for a full 40 days before they would be permitted to unload. To this day, the number 40, quaranta in Italian, served as a grim reminder of the origins of the word quarantine. As their boat sped onward around another bend in the canal, a festive red awning luffed in the breeze, pulling Langdon's attention away from his grim thoughts of death toward an elegant three-tiered structure on his left. Casino di Venezia, an infinite emotion. While Langdon had never quite understood the words on the casino's banner, the spectacular Renaissance-style palace had been part of the Venetian landscape since the 16th century. Once a private mansion, it was now a black-tie gaming hall that was famous for being the site at which, in 1883, composer Richard Wagner had collapsed dead of a heart attack shortly after composing his opera Parsifal. Beyond the casino on the right, a Baroque rusticated facade bore an even larger banner, this one deep blue, announcing the Ca' Pesaro, Galleria Internazionale d'Arte Moderna. Years ago, Langdon had been inside and seen Gustav Klimt's masterpiece, The Kiss, while it was on loan from Vienna. Klimt's dazzling gold-leaf rendering of intertwined lovers had sparked in him a passion for the artist's work, and to this day, Langdon credited Venice's Ca' Pesaro with arousing his lifelong gusto for modern art. Maurizio drove on, powering faster now in the wide canal. Ahead, the famous Rialto Bridge loomed, the halfway point to St. Mark's Square. As they neared the bridge, preparing to pass beneath it, Langdon looked up and saw a lone figure standing motionless at the railing, peering down at them with a somber visage. The face was both familiar and terrifying. Langdon recoiled on instinct. Grayish and elongated, the face had cold, dead eyes and a long, beaked nose. The boat slipped beneath the ominous figure just as Langdon realized it was nothing more than a tourist showing off a recent purchase, one of the hundreds of plague masks sold every day in the nearby Rialto Market. Today, however, the costume seemed anything but charming.